Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hei Kyong Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour you're listening to. Brought to you by Second Sight. If you missed the first hour, I'm very sorry. You missed a good hour. Now we're on for the second hour. And I believe we have John calling in from Pennsylvania. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I believe you're a first-time caller.
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you. How'd you hear about the show?
Yeah. A good friend named Nanette. She's been
helping. I'm sorry?
A good friend, Nanette. She's been helping.
Nanette? One of your friends, Nanette, told you? Okay. What part of Pennsylvania are you calling from? What part of Pennsylvania?
I lived in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I know Lancaster. Knew it well. Okay.
He's a Philly boy.
No, Lancaster's on Philly. That's in between.
I'm saying you are.
In between Pittsburgh. I'm a Philly boy. Lancaster's further out.
Yes, I'm originally.
He's closer to Baltimore.
Really?
You still there?
Lancaster, is that close to Baltimore? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's close. He's in between. It's a triangle. Close to Baltimore. He's closer to Harrisburg.
Yes.
So you're in that tri-county, that tri-factor, that tri-county area, what they call it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, definitely glad you called, my friend. Thanks.
Were you calling in trying to figure out the second part of the trivia?
Yes, I was.
Oh, he's calling for trivia. Okay. So who do you think singing along with Barbara Streisand? Who do you think singing?
I believe it is Jamie Foxx.
You are right. You are right.
You
it's Jamie Foxx.
It.
That's right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Well,
I used to listen to the Blind Radio Show. You just won yourself $10 from Subway Restaurant.
Yep. You know, Mike, we didn't think nobody'd get that one.
I didn't know.
Well, no, I'm glad, John, you got it.
Thank you for calling in and being a winner with us.
Way
to listen to the Blind Radio Show.
Hey, John, do me a favor. Don't hang up. I need to get some information off air with you, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so hold on one moment, all right? I won't place you on hold. All right, listen.
Okay.
We got another caller calling in from Stewarttown, Pennsylvania. Stewarttown, PA is all in the building tonight.
Okay.
Wow.
Preston.
Stewarttown,
Pennsylvania. Who's this?
Preston.
Stewarttown, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Okay,
doing
who fine. Is it? I can't hear you. Who is it?
Preston.
Rusty?
Preston.
No, Preston. Hi, Preston.
Preston.
Hello.
How are you? Are you saying Preston?
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
And what part of the country, Pennsylvania, are you calling it from?
I'm in Stewartstown in south of York.
Sure. Oh, near York. Okay, York. I know where York is. Of course.
Oh,
I know
York.
York.
Yep.
Oh. York is on, next door to Lancaster.
Oh,
and
yep.
Almost in Harrisburg. Yep.
That's correct. Yep.
So what are you up to tonight?
Nothing. We're doing a radio show. Is this the first time that you've listened to the radio show?
I have. I want to give my orientation and mobility specialist, Nana, a shout-out. She actually recommended me to join you guys tonight. So I tuned in a little bit ago, and you guys are sounding great. Happy anniversary, by the way. I read the show.
Thank you. It's been five years on the radio. This is our fifth anniversary show. Yes, thank you. I hope you'll be listening in the future.
I definitely will. You guys are doing great.
Thank you so much. Are you busy in pair too?
Yes, I'm actually legally blind. I have ROP, to be exact.
Oh, okay. Well, Sheila has that. We have a lot of friends that have that too.
I've got that.
Sheila's got that. Yeah.
Preston.
Hey, Nino.
Yeah. Hi, Preston. This is Lynn. Is your O&M instructor at Keystone?
Actually, no. I have, her name is Nan.
Oh, so, I was just wondering what organization, that's all, yeah, so in Pennsylvania.
Nan know a lot of people.
Yes, she's great.
Yeah, I can tell. I can hear it all in your voice. Every time you the third person that called in and say, "Oh, Nan told us about it, and it's a big Kool-Aid smile on your face." Nan, I need to know you.
Well, thank you for calling and appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Stay safe. We certainly have a lot of states calling in tonight. We certainly they're out there. The states are calling in. If you haven't called in, we'd love to hear from you. What other states are out there that haven't called in? We've got North Carolina called in. We got Pennsylvania called in. We got South Carolina called in. We got Georgia called in. We got Florida called in. We'd like to hear from you. Any other states out there calling in? We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Preston, thank you, man. Have a great night.
New Jersey. Forgot New Jersey. They called in.
Be safe.
Thanks, man.
Yes, be safe.
You
too. Be good. Be good and be safe. And keep on calling the show. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening.
We'll be back.
Hey, folks, for those folks that don't know, you can look at our website. Check us out at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you miss any show, we got over 200 shows that are all in there. You can pull them all out, listen anytime you want. All 200, over 200 shows are there on our website. You can check it out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you pull up our web. Where did I live?
Yeah. I was going to say, you might want to periodically tell people that we're broadcasting remotely, so if they're wondering what a little bit of confusion is or delays or whatever.
I'll do it right now again. Yeah. For those folks who didn't know, we're doing the show remotely. We're all in our homes. Gary Sinclair's in his home. Sheila Young's in her home. David Hildebrand's in his home. And Lynn and myself are in our home. And the only ones in the studio, right now in the radio studio, is Chris Shaw.
Well, no,
Michael. Normally we would do the whole show. We would have a birthday cake, an anniversary cake, but since we're all at home, we can't do that.
Well, actually, Michael, I kind of consider this home too, so I'm in my home.
Yep. Hey, Michael. Yeah. I didn't ever think this could happen. You know, I'm sitting here at my table right now, and it's first time I'm broadcasting from my home again, which we've had two live shows from our house with everybody here at my house at this table.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here all alone at this table and doing it again.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's weird.
I might just have to have a piece of cake.
Yep. Yeah, I miss that cake tonight. I want that cake. But, oh well.
I'll have a piece
for you. And then we'd like to call. The phone number is 407-894-1610. Can we go to trivia? I'd like to hear another song.
Well, we're getting ready to go into break. We're getting ready to go into break right now.
All right, we'll do it later then. All right, we'll do it later. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1610. We're going to go break. We'll talk to the other guy break. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael. Don't go away. Come right back. 407-894-1610.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders. Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I want to welcome you back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. You're listening to our anniversary show. This is our fifth year anniversary show. We've just completed 4 years. It's now our fifth year anniversary show. We have on the line our co-host. Each one's in their home. Gary Sinclair's in his house. Sherry Dunn's in her house. David Hildebrand's in his house. Lily Golder's in her house. And I'm in my house. I'm Michael. And because of all the situation that's going on in this country, we're all trying to be safe in our homes. And the only ones in the studio is Chris Shaw, our producer.
Right Chris now, Shaw's in the house.
Don't tell anybody.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, if you missed any part of the show, don't forget to go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. Right now we have our guest on the line, a special guest.
That's right.
Lynn?
Yes. We'd like to welcome back Dr. Andy Rosenfarb. And Dr. Rosenfarb is the founder of the AccuVision in Westfield, New Jersey. Welcome back, Dr. Rosenfarb.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing.
Before we begin, Doctor, I'd like to ask a question. What I would like to ask you, you specialize in, I know you're acupuncture. A lot of people in this country have acupuncture. They do acupuncture, but I understand you do primarily 80% of your practice is eyes. Is that correct or am I wrong?
No, that's right. That's true. About 80%. I do. I've been practicing for about 20 years, and over the specialty that we put together and have developed over the last 22 years, it's pretty much become a situation with about 80% of my practice is ophthalmology and more neuro-ophthalmology, actually. So in ophthalmology, there's going to be dry eye or myopia or refractive issues, but I really focus on optic nerve and retinal issues primarily.
That's what I thought, because a lot of folks around the country have their favorite acupuncture people, but they don't have your background where you went to you did your internship, I believe, in China. Is that right or am I wrong?
Yeah, my postgraduate. So I went to my formal education was in San Diego, and then after that I did postgraduate work in China, where I did internships and postdoctoral work with some residents at the ophthalmic acupuncture and Chinese medical institutes and hospitals in China.
So the way I understand it, doctor, I have a question. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing fine. All right, I know acupuncture is the needles. Where do you do the acupuncture in the eyes?
Great question. The most commonly frequently asked question we get is, do the needles go in the eye? And the answer to that is no. The needles primarily go in the hands and feet, interestingly, and around the forehead, you know, a couple maybe like in the temples around the forehead. And these are hair fine needles that are kind of as thick as your head hair. So, not in the eyes. Thank you very much for having
none of this hurts, right?
That's the most common question we get.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Most do.
It doesn't hurt, correct? All these needles don't hurt.
No, I have little kids. We have little kids that come in. We have a large pediatric practice. Kids diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt's, lazy eye, you know, all kinds of pediatrics. And we have kids come in all the time with that. So, kids do fine with it. Adults, teens, seniors, everybody does. We've never lost any patients because of it was, quote unquote, too painful. Most people do fine. It's a very relaxing experience. Most people sleep and just relax, catch a nap.
Doctor, this is Gary again. I have just one more question. I have RP. And how far from somebody's head? The only thing I have is light perception. I have no vision. How far has somebody gone with acupuncture to be able to see anything, and how much could they see?
Well, as long as somebody has light perception, I will accept them as a patient if we go through other qualifying criteria. And it varies. Like, for example, the majority of patients who are in advanced stage, with just light perception, we have had good results. We have had patients start to see shadows. A couple months ago, I had a gentleman who was really advanced, and I was frank with him. I'm like, look, you're really advanced. We're just going to see what we could do. And after a couple days, he was, not getting all his vision back, of course, but he's able to see the outline of his body. And his, one of the things he was explaining to me was that in the shower, he it's been like almost 20 years since he's been able to see his arms or his legs. So when he's washing his body, he was able to actually see his hands, see his legs, see his feet when he's, any improvement is better. So I don't turn people away unless there's absolute no vision left. If there's not an perception, it's a bad
idea. I have one backup question with that now. What I'm in fear of is if you gave me the opportunity with acupuncture to be able to see something better with shadows, which I don't have now, then I accept it, and then all of a sudden I go back to nothing. What
very
is that
atypical,
can?
And it can.
Oh, he thinks that once you get better, it goes backwards.
So it can, and sometimes it can go back in circumstances where there's a lot of stress, there's an illness, people aren't taking care of themselves, there's coexisting health conditions. So unfortunately, acupuncture right now is not like a one-time procedure. It's not like when you get cataracts done. It does require, for the majority of people with neurodegenerative conditions like RP, it often requires some level of maintenance. My patients come on average, they will return anywhere from every 2 to 3 months to every 2 to 3 years. So it depends on how long each individual holds the game, and that's going to be very individual. So, you know, that I don't know. I know pretty much everybody I accept in the care is going to have some level of improvement, and then we have to see how much that is. And then after that, it just really depends on what else is going on in terms of how long people are going to hold the game. And again, that varies widely. Again, anywhere from like 2 months to 2 years. So some people will hold it.
The third question I have is,
yeah,
what?
No, you put your one question. What happens?
Well, I know, but I'm leading into another question. Now it's just getting interesting. How much does the VA chip in? Does the VA get into this or Medicare?
It depends on the state. That's a fantastic question. And each state is different with the VA. So what we do is we give super bills and we help patients to get reimbursement to the best of their capacity. Sometimes major medicals will pick it up, a portion of it. Sometimes the VA will pick it up. Again, like New Jersey, for example, the VA is not so good. Florida, Michigan, Georgia, a couple other states have very, very, very good VA coverage. So in my experience,
Florida?
It really just depends on the state.
Florida's
pretty good. Yeah, Florida's really good.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, that's good. That's three good questions I put out there. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you,
Sharon. Agreed. Great questions.
All right, tell us more, doctor.
So, yeah, so the treatment we put together, it's research proven, and it's designed to help patients who are dealing with either acute or progressive neurodegenerative conditions. It is not a cure, but it's a management strategy to help people recover vision and then help them keep, once we've recovered what we can, help them keep what they got. The goal is to wake up the dormant retinal cells or the optic nerve cells that are sleeping. They can get stressed out due to oxygen deprivation, inflammation, poor blood flow, acidosis, a lot of these metabolic factors that can drive dysfunction. So what happens is the cells will actually go to sleep. Some of the cells die, but some aren't dead. Some of those go to sleep. So what the acupuncture does, the specific therapies that I've created, the protocols and treatment strategies, wake up the dormant retinal and optic nerve cells. It also works on the entire visual system. So we have to work on the visual cortex in the brain to get the entire visual system jump-started. And again, the unknown is the ratio of dormant to normal cells. So what happens is after we start treatment, we don't know what percent is sleeping or dormant. So we do the acupuncture, which is the specific treatment that we use, which stimulates the specific points we use, stimulate the retina, the optic nerve, and the visual cortex to wake up those cells. And once those cells start to wake up, we start to see improved visual field. The adaptation improves. Again, we're talking about retinitis pigmentosa. So you'll see improvements in night vision and adaptation and visual fields, meaning the peripheral vision will start to open up with cases of macular degeneration. Patients will start reading better. Their color vision will start to get better. They don't need to use as much light. If you go to, say, go to the restaurant and you need to, you know, kind of use a flashlight or something to read. So that ability to read in dim light improves significantly. Facial recognition, TV, reading subtitles, your phone. You know, look, everybody's kind of on phones and tablets and laptops today. So, you know, reading is important. So we have also had quite a lot of patients get their driver's license back, which is a big concern for a lot of people as well. So there's a lot of benefits. You know, that's why our patients come to see us, is because there are lifestyle circumstances that are either being threatened or freedoms that are taken away in regards to their vision. So the treatment strategy we use recovers vision to the best of our capacity, and then, again, trying to keep what we recover so that you can lead as normal a lifestyle as possible.
What I want to ask you is the best way for people to get a hold of your clinic, call your office. Is your office open next week? Anybody can call in and ask questions?
Yeah, you can call and ask questions, email. And because of the COVID-19 situation, obviously a lot of people are grounded, right? We're all social distancing. So what we are implementing this week is we are starting telemedicine, which means that not every patient can, everybody, pretty much nobody's traveling right now. And if they are, they're not traveling very far. So because of that, we still want to offer care. We still want to talk to patients about what they can do for lifestyle, for vitamins, for supplements, for acupressure, eye exercise. There's a whole host of things that are outlined in my books that you can do. Like acupuncture is one huge beneficial aspect to treatment, but that's not all there is. There's diet, nutrition, exercises, vitamins, herbs. There's so much we can do to help recover. So what I'm doing is we're doing this telemedicine where we do like FaceTime calls or telephone calls, whatever works for people, and we're going over their case individually and based on their specific condition and their individual needs, we're making nutritional recommendations, diet, supplements, herbs, eye exercises, and anything they could do to help, you know, get that process going.
Do you want to give the phone number where they can call you?
Sure. The phone number is 908-928-0060. And our website is AcuVision Acupuncture. That's with one C. A lot of people like to spell acupuncture like accountant with two C's, but it's one C. So AcuVisionAcupuncture.com. And if you Google Dr. Andy Rosenfarb, you'll come up to that. And for those people who are just trying to get some information and learn a little bit more about what I do, I have a YouTube channel where I have uploaded a ton of patient education talks, patient testimonials, lectures I've given, radio presentations I've done, lectures I've done. So all that's free and available on our YouTube page for people who are just kind of trying to, or new to this, and just trying to get a sense of what is available to them. Because obviously, as you guys know, most ophthalmologists, retinal specialists, glaucoma specialists telling patients that there's nothing available. So there's a conflict there. You know, when you're told there's nothing available, and then somebody like myself comes on and says, hey, wait a minute, you know, you should question that because there might be something here for you. Most people, you know, get a little bit of shock, and they're like, either, oh, well, that's interesting, let me find out more about it. So if that's where you're at and you want to find out more, it's a great opportunity to just go to the YouTube channel or go to our website and sniff around.
Dr. Roosevelt, say your phone number again, and then also I'll tell them to look at our website because blindandbeyondradioshow.org has all your information as well on our website. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org has all your information. But you say your phone number again. Say your phone number again.
Sure. It's 908, which is New Jersey area code, 908-928-0060.
And if Corey, don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Absolutely.
Thank you, doctor, for all the information, and thank you for going to China and learning about this stuff.
You're welcome, Gary. Great talking to you. Stay safe, sure. Okay?
Okay, buddy. Looking forward to having you back. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
That was Dr. Rosenbaum. And Dr. Rosenbaum, in case you missed anything, go to our webpage and pull up his phone number and call him and ask questions. He'll be happy to talk to you. His nurses will be happy to talk to you and find out if you are to be an applicant. The phone number, again, check it out. All the information is on the Blind and Beyond radio show.org. Right now, we're going to go to trivia time. Tell me who's singing this song. Trivia time, 407-894-1. Oh, we're going to break. Oh, okay, didn't know that. Okay, do it after the break. We'll do the trivia, we come back in the break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind the Eye. We come back, we'll do a first trivia. Okay, take care. Stay tuned for Blind the Eye.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety,
enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. You've heard about 7 or 8 states have called in tonight. Have you called in from your state? Love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. You know, you listen to some of our advertisements. There's one there, I don't know if you just listened to, the CBD company. You know, he's a pharmacist out of Maryland. Great guy. You check him out. If you like any of those products, CBD, I tell you right now, if you need to be relaxed these days, get those products. Talking about the guy is totally legit. It's a pharmacist out of Maryland. We didn't check them out. He's great. And CBD products, if you need to relax, be less stressful.
It's also for pain and inflammation.
Yes, for those people who have pain, it helps you in your pain. Anyway, let's go to trivia. What?
I said he has an actual pharmacy in Salisbury, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to trivia. I promise you when we came back. Trivia time, 407-894-160. Trivia time, who is singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-160. Who's singing this song? David, that was your.
I started
yeah, I know
to say
who did that
sounded like a Dave choice.
yeah, I did too.
That sounded like a Dave choice.
I knew it wasn't Sheila. That's David.
Sheila's next. Sheila's the next trivia.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
All right, here we go. So our good friend Carter in the studio with us today said, "Hey, can he give the answer to the trivia?"
I don't know about that, Carter.
They said, "No, it ain't happening." They said, "Oh, forget about it. You cheating." They said he's too musically inclined. But listen, we're gonna go to the phone line and let's talk with. Listen, we got a first time caller on the phone line with us, Tiffany from Apopka. Tiffany, how you doing?
I'm good.
Tiffany, hi.
You're good.
I'm great, actually.
Well, okay, that's good. Great. That's better. Are you a first-time caller, Tiffany?
No, second.
Second, okay. So who do you think singing the song?
I know who's singing the song. It's Bob Marley.
You know who's singing the song.
That's positive. Yes, ma'am, you are right.
It wasn't Buddy Holly. Who was it?
Yay, Tiffany.
Bob Marley.
No kidding. Yep. Are you sure?
Michael, yeah, I'm just thinking.
That is Tiffany.
Yes.
Yes, I do. David, is he right? Is she right, David?
She sure is.
Is it Bob Marley? Robert Marley?
Yeah.
Okay. You just won yourself a Sonny's Barbecue. How's that? Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah,
I just got some Sonny's Barbecue. They got great ribs. They got great food and Sonny's Barbecue. When they open up, you know what they're going to take out? They have takeout.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I'm so glad you answered it, Tiffany. Thank you for calling in. Stay on the line.
Well, give your name and phone number. I mean, everything we can send out to you, the gift prize.
Okay.
Michael, we better move it along if we're going to get in Sheila's song.
We're going to do it right now. Here's Sheila's trivia. Sheila, your trivia.
Yep. Okay.
Can you play the next trivia song, Chris?
And I do have a...
Who's singing the song? Okay. Who's singing the song? 407-894-160. Who's singing the song?
Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go
Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Harold, what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more.
Okay, who's singing this song? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
I love I like that, that song in this time of our trials. So, thank you for getting that
you
in.
You want to say something, Sheila Young?
Yes. Yeah, I would like to give an update on what's going on with the American Council of the Blind and the Florida Council of the Blind. The Greater Orlando had their first virtual business meeting yesterday, and it was very fun. We had a good time. We had over 25 people attend on the phone. You have to be able to connect with each other, even if you can't be in person. The Florida Council has canceled their in-person convention, but we are holding a virtual convention. So we will still have workshops, seminars, presentations. We just won't be able to be in the hotel together. And the American Council of the Blind will be doing the same thing. Also, the American Council is doing a lot of conference calls. Wednesday night, I'm doing a recipe swap conference call at 7 o'clock. And all of the conference calls, you can look up acb.org, and they've got a community call list, and you can call in and listen and participate and just get your mind off of what's going on. So thanks, Michael.
Sheila, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering if you could inform all the other organizations throughout the state of Florida that they can. I guess I don't know how you're more into this than I am, but we successfully did a Zoom yesterday with our meeting, or they could do Zooms with their meetings.
Well, they can reach out to me, or they can reach out to our office, and we can assist them. So they can call the 800 number for the Florida Council of the Blind, which is 800-267-4448.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris, did anybody call in yet as far as the winner for that one? Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen,
am I calling for the trivia? Am I calling for the trivia?
Yep. I got you covered. We got a young man, a young gentleman, all the way down south. If you're going to take down I-95 southbound, and right before you get into, well, a little bit right into West Palm Beach, we call it Lake Worth, Florida. Lake Worth, Florida. We got a young man by the name of Gary on the phone line. Gary Lake Worth. That's what we're going to call him because we got Gary on our phone line. So we're going to talk to Gary Lake Worth. Gary Lake Worth, are you there?
Gary Lake Worth. Are you there, Gary Lake Worth, Florida?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
I'm glad there's another Gary. How you doing, Gary?
I'm fine. Hanging in there, just staying at home.
There you go. You stay well. So who do you think is singing that song?
Well, is it someone called Desiree?
It is.
Desiree!
You're absolutely right.
Not Flynn or
yeah,
my daughter's
sure,
name.
She's not too popular. But...
Well, congratulations, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Great. I love the Subway.
Good. You'll be getting it. I don't know how many weeks you'll be getting it, but it'll be sent out sometime in the future. $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Gary.
Okay.
So,
don't hang up. Give your name to Chris. Yeah, be patient.
All right, Gary, hold on. Gary Lake Worth, hold on one moment. Don't
Thanks
hang
for
up.
Calling in. Thanks for calling in, Gary. Appreciate it. Hey, folks, appreciate all the folks that are calling in. We still have to hear from somebody from a different state. Like if somebody from a different state, that'd be nice. We had New Jersey call in. Pennsylvania called in. We had North Carolina call in. We had South Carolina call in. We had Georgia call in. Florida call in.
I didn't have your state calling in. You didn't call in. I'm surprised. I didn't hear anybody from Indiana, New Hampshire. I didn't hear
our loyal listeners called in.
Yep.
That's right. There's some more besides that. Yep. Some Pennsylvania listeners this time, which is really nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, David, why don't you tell everybody about what you did on Friday night before we go off the air? Then I'll do the show wrap up and we'll say goodnight. But give a little plug to what you did.
Hey, it was nice. I liked it.
Thank you. Yeah, don't mind if I do. This last Friday, I had my first living room concert on Facebook. And it, just a trial run, and I'll tell you, I was amazed the tremendous response. I had, I think it was like 500 or more views from all over the world. People from England, France, the Netherlands, Canada, and all, of course all over the United States watched. And it was quite exciting, and people leaving messages and stuff, a chance to be entertained, get some dinner, and
are you going to do it again? You going to do it again?
I am going to do it again. Not this Friday, but probably the following Friday. I'm going to do it again. So,
how do people listen? Two Fridays from now, how do people do it?
Facebook is where we listened.
Yeah, what they need to do is go through Facebook, and what you need to go to my page, or actually, if you friend me, Dave Hillebrandt, then you will most likely get the live feed that'll show up in your new events. But otherwise,
it's still there, right, Dave? David, it's still there, right?
I think it's still there. By
I think
old
it
one.
Is.
It won't be up there for too much longer. But then otherwise, you can just go to my page, my Facebook page, and you can get it from there. But it was a lot of fun and. Definitely a lot of people leaving messages and stuff and wanting me to do it again. So I'm more than happy to.
Hey, David.
It was live. People were popping on and making comments. I saw Kelly and some other people, but most of the people I didn't know.
I guess I don't know how to do it because I could not find it. So
if you know how to do it, I'm in trouble if you know how to do it.
I saw the event, but I couldn't get to it. I couldn't figure
it
out.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy. It was not easy, simple for me to find either, but I did.
Hey, David,
I'm gonna do
did
some
you
more
come
research.
Out with a new song?
That's on YouTube, right, Dave?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah,
are you going to come out with a song called Wash Your Hands?
No,
oh
no,
boy,
no,
he's got another song. Good.
The new tune, which has already been played there on Blind and Beyond, is up on YouTube. I Want to Be Quarantined with You, but I'm working on a couple other ones. One of them, Keep Your Butt at Home, and there are others as well.
There you go. I knew he would do
that. Well, I wanna be quarantined with you, maybe for a week or two. But we could start tonight. I really think that's best. Doctor said it could be longer if the feeling's getting stronger. You know I wouldn't mind. I simply must confess.
Hey Dave, I just had to throw that one in for you one good time before we get off the air.
I like that.
That's good, David. That's good, buddy.
Thanks.
Keep it up.
Put a little smile on.
Well, I want to thank you all folks to call in tonight. I want to thank Sheila Young, new guest host tonight. I want to thank Gary Sinclair for calling in and being part of the show tonight as co-host. I want to thank David Hildebrandt for calling in and being part of the radio show. I want to thank, oh my goodness gracious, I want to thank my lovely wife.
That's right.
Co-host Lynn Goldman.
And without Chris.
Soon.
Thank you.
And Chris Shaw, thank you for being there. Chris,
oh, man. Hey, guys, don't do that, guys. You know, I love what I do with you guys.
Awesome.
I want to thank Chris. I got to say one thing. I want to thank you for bringing us all on, because I know you work really hard to get all our lines, get us all back and board with y'all.
Look, I was working real quick, fast, in a hurry, thinking outside of the box. So it worked out, though. Sheila, we going to talk off.
I want to thank Jason. Jason, if you can call back next week, we'd love to hear from you, Jason. We'll talk to you a little longer.
Kevin, too.
Kevin, I hope you're feeling better next week. Please call us. And I want to thank Jason, my mentor, Carl. Thank you for being part of the radio show. We love you. Maybe you'll come back sometime in the future.
Happy birthday again to listeners. Christine.
Yes, I want to thank Christine for her birthday, calling in. And I want to thank everyone for being part of this radio show for now coming on 5 years. We love being part of the radio show. And yes, like Kevin said, without you folks, there's no show. Without our listeners. So I want to thank our listeners for having us in your home, wherever you are, listening to us. We thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
I want to say good night. I love you all. Bye. And don't forget, don't go away. We'll be seeing you next week.
Michael?
Yes, Lynn.
Michael, I'm just wondering, right, everybody, that we'll be here next week. And co-host Sheila Young will be with us on the air. And some guest callers from AARP, Community Pharmacy, and Duxbury Systems. And I think Chris is going to play a really nice song for us as we go out.
That's fantastic. Bye, everybody. We love you. Stay safe.
Chris.
Have a good one, guys and girls.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Good night.
Enough to last till the end.